The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
As the body becomes more in highlight, become familiar with the ways in which there are tensions in the body, holding patterns in the body, tightness in the body, that are there because of the way the mind operates. If the mind is anxious, the body can get tense. If the mind is angry, there can be some kind of heat or seizing up in energy in the body. And so the way the influence the mind has on the body, I'm calling tightness or holding or pressure or something inside. And the Buddha gave instructions to relax that part of the body, the mind-influenced parts of the body. Soften, relax. As that we get more centered and more focused on the breathing and relaxing the body, sooner or later will arise feelings of well-being. Something will feel good, feel nice, feel satisfying about just being here, being present for the body. And that can be very small in nature, or it can be quite strong. There can be strong joy that arises. And the instructions were, the Buddha gave, is to feel that well-being, feel the pleasure of that, and breathe with that, breathe through it. Breathe in and out, knowing the well-being. As we start getting a little bit more sense of well-being, we're here, we're contented, then we start noticing more the ways in which our mind is lagging. That our mind might be somehow unhappy or tense or contracted, coagulated, hard, resisting, preoccupied with something. And then the Buddha said, know that. Know the tensions that are in the mind that comes from how the mind operates. So if you're anxious or angry, know the tightness or pressure or hardness that comes with that. Keep breathing in and out, and know the effect it has on the mind. And after you're familiar with it, you relax the mind. That's the instructions. Relax those holding or tension or pressure in the mind. It's similar to what I call the thinking muscle, but it includes more than just that. That if you let go of your thoughts, but you haven't relaxed the thinking muscle, that thinking muscle will just produce more thoughts. It's kind of like if you are squeezing a tube of toothpaste, it'll keep coming out. But in order to stop having the toothpaste come out, you have to actually stop squeezing it. So if your mind is squeezing around the thinking muscle or squeezing, it'll just keep, you know, coming out with more of that toothpaste, mental toothpaste, or worse. So we have to learn to relax and let go, soften. And so in summary, or in kind of conclusion, I want to say that in this set of instructions the Buddha gives on breathing, there's two things going on. One is to become familiar with some aspects of our experience in the present moment. And the other is to relax. And we want to do that in the right sequence, in the right way. If we overemphasize relaxing, it's not so helpful. And the becoming familiar is the alertness. And so the balance of being alert and present for what is, seeing clearly what's here, and then at the right time, relaxing what is extra. Not relaxing everything you possibly relax and just end up as a, you know, just a puddle on the floor. But relax in particular those ways in which there's tension, holding, resistance, physically and mentally there. And it might, especially mentally, it's not easy to just, you know, relax it that quickly, but it can be helpful just to soften around the edges of it, to send a wave of kind of softening energy or intention in that direction. And just be very patient. Don't be in a hurry, don't have expectations, but slowly the mind will release. So slowly something will thaw and soften and relax. So that's the first half of what the Buddha taught about how to be mindful of breathing. instructions from 2,500 years ago. In the afternoon, I'll take you through the second half of those instructions. So, wonderfully, as I said this morning, one of the participants here today has offered lunch to us all. I know many of you brought your lunch, but it's a wonderful thing that lunch is being offered to those who like it. And it's set up there on the table. And is it pretty much ready? Yeah, so it's pretty much ready, so we can go. And as you serve yourself food, you might just kind of consider, appreciate the generosity and the goodness of both the meal and also our sitting together here, and how perhaps we can spread that and wish that to spread across the lands to others. And finally, if there are any of you who can then help with a cleanup after the lunch, so by 1:15 we can start in here again, have plates and silverware and probably sweep the floor and probably need, I don't know how many people, but getting a good handful of people to help with the cleanup at the end would be really appreciated. Thank you.